Holy Lord, we magnify you. We lift you up in this place. You are holy, Jesus. You are worthy. You are wonderful, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We welcome you. We've come to give you glory. We've come to give you praise. We've come just to worship you, Jesus. We worship you, holy, holy Lord God. You alone, Lord Jesus. You alone, Lord. We worship you alone, Jesus. We exalt you. We magnify you. We extol you, Jesus. We lift you up. We're here to bless your name, Jesus. Precious Lord Jesus. There is none like you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We love you. We love you, Lord. We extol you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're here to worship you, Lord. We're here to worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Glory to you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We adore you. We long for you, Jesus. We set our gaze on you, Jesus. We have set our gaze on you, Lord. We have fixed our eyes on you, Jesus. We long for you. We want you, Jesus. We want you, Lord. We're here for you. We're here for you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. Worship you. There is none like you, Lord. None compares to you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one could do what you've done, Jesus. No one could take your place, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We exalt you, Jesus. We lift you up. You are glorious, Lord. You are wonderful. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Holy Lord. We love you, Jesus. We exalt you, Lord. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Father. We adore you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus, as the coming Lord and High Priest of the church. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We love you so much. We thank you, Lord, that you hold this star of this church in your hands. We thank you that the star of the Family Prayer Center of Immokalee is held in your hand tonight. Lord, we speak your prophetic words over this house. And Lord, if you were to write your journal to this house, we praise you and thank you that you speak these things and say that, Lord, you know our works, that we cannot tolerate evil, and that we are red hot, that our love burns stronger than ever before, and that we are changing from glory to glory, that we are hearing the voice of the bridegroom say, come, the bride say, come, and the voice of the bridegroom that he is coming. Father, we speak these things over our midst. We speak these things over this star. We thank you, Lord, that this star is held in his hand. And Lord, no man nor no enemy can pluck us out of his hand. We thank you, Lord, that we are established in righteousness and going about in peace, not of works of our own righteousness. Nothing that we can boast in of ourselves, but we thank you, Lord, that we're established in truth, in present day truth. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us the wisdom, the understanding, the enlightenment, and that you flood this house full, first of the Holy Ghost, then of the ministering spirits that have been sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify you that our star is secure in His hand. We bless and magnify the name of Jesus. We bless and magnify the name of Jesus. We bless and magnify the name of Jesus. There is none like Him. There is none like Him. We glorify you. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessings and glory and praise and honor be given to the Lamb. We exalt you high above every principality, high above every lover in this life. Father, we love Him more. Let Him be the lover, the love of our life. Let us love Him. Let that love affair with Him be greater. Lord, let every other lover be cast down. But Father, let the one that stands at the right hand of all authority, we thank you that we're in love with Him. Above all, we worship you, Jesus. We praise and magnify you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise and magnify you. All the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to give somebody a hug, that would be a good thing. Since we call ourselves a loving church. Hallelujah. Praise be to God forevermore. Praise you, Jesus. All right. The word on the street is that if you want more air, you sit in the back. Because they said the front one was on, but it wasn't working. There was a commotion and there's a smell out there as if it's not good. So, but I picked up on something because I think there's an AC devil. Sometimes we laugh and it's worth laughing about, but of course Candy came in yesterday and said the AC just stopped blowing in the car. I mean, it'd been blowing fine. It wasn't a progressive thing like, sometimes, how compressors and those kinds of things, it'll start blowing like warm air or whatever. It won't even come on. So, hallelujah. Okay, well, we'll not talk about him. We'll cast him out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you because we can see into the spiritual realm when things begin to connect. And in the name of Jesus, we take authority over this spirit or spirits, plural, and any assignments they may have upon the mechanics of this house, upon the eldership of this house, upon the laity of this house, upon anyone in here, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind them from their assignments in the name of Jesus, and we cast them out of our way. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah, it is awesome. We know we can do that. That is really very, very, very cool. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if we'll get there very far tonight, but we're going to try to do some in Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why don't you say this with me? I say that Immokalee is in revival. Oh. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the dead are raised, demoniacs are set free, maimed are made whole, thousands and thousands are born again in this revival. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We love you. You are so wonderful. You are so precious, Jesus. We just wait on you because you are the one that brings the anointing and you're the one that, Lord, breaks the yoke. And Lord, we thank you that we're continually being made free. And he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. First by the new nature and then by every coming of God, by every instrument of God. We thank you, Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We worship you. We just wait on you, Jesus. You're so beautiful. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to pray this prayer over you. It's Ephesians 1. Father, we cease not to give thanks to you and make mention to you in our prayers. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto this house and to these people and to myself included the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. That the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of His glory and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of your power to usward who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ Jesus when you raised Him from the dead and set Him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities or principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And you have placed all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we pray that that prayer will be enacted over us. And that same power that raised Christ from the dead and that has caused Him to be seated in a heavenly position far above, not just above, but far above all principality, power, every ruler, every might, everything that could be mentioned, every name, every title, every magistrate in the Spirit. We thank You, Father, that You have given us a place, as it is written in the next chapter, and You've raised us up also and made us to be seated together with Him in heavenly places. So therefore, we thank You, Father, that as Jesus is lifted up and as He is seated, so are we seated. And we, together with Him, are seated far above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the one that is to come. We worship You, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's coming. And a revival is coming. Before that revival, there's a... And you can see the billowing clouds already. We've already witnessed it. We've already seen enough attacks. There's what you would probably call the perfect storm that's coming. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. George Clooney. It's a reenactment of, I guess it's a factual event, but call it like the storm of the century, that whatever year we had it. It was a tropical depression coming up and met a horrid northwesterner or something coming out of the Arctic, and it was at that point just off of somewhere, I think it was just off of Massachusetts or someplace up there, where those two places met. It was a horrendous, I mean, the energy. They said meteorologists could have looked for thousands of years and not found that much energy. Well, God and Satan are going to collide at the end of this age. Guess who's going to win? Hallelujah. And we are on the winning side. We are on the winning side. And so there's a lot that's even happening in our near future. We don't, you know, things are escalating. It looks like things at times are getting better. Yesterday, the Dow closed. It might not be anything to you, but over 13,000, which is a high water mark, considering that it hasn't done that since 2008. And that is a perspective that shows us kind of how most of the bigger companies in America, I think that's 50 companies, and the S&P does like 500 companies. And has an analysis. that tells you where it's supposed to be a high water mark that our nation is getting better. But guess what? They say peace, peace. Sudden destruction is coming. That's what the Word says. They speculate that before the November election, Democrats or Republicans will tell you that there's probably, I would say, up to a 70% chance, far better than a 50% chance, that Israel will bomb Iran to keep them from developing their nuclear weapon, which they threaten. And when that happens, we could see, your heart needs to be there, not here. Because $5, $10 a gallon of gas, that won't be nothing. I hope this world is not your home. I hope you're just passing through. I hope your treasures are laid up somewhere up there. Because the perfect storm is about to happen. And it's already, like, if you look in either direction, there's a great anointing that is building towards the end where a great harvest is coming. And there's also a horrendous demonic warfare that is also. But the Word says here that He has seated Him far above. And we are seated with Him. We just got to keep praying the mysteries. I was reading through Ephesians again today, and I really wanted to get into 4. I don't know if we will or not, but we've been through 4 before. But it's amazing to me that Ephesians starts out with it. It's contained in the Word, but it's telling us from the very beginning of Ephesians that He's giving us information that is pre-Genesis and goes post-Revelation. It's all the ages combined. And He lets you know from the very beginning that this beautiful Godhead, this Father of all glory, who corresponded, and if you want to say it that way, with the two other members of the Godhead, concluded our destiny before it ever started. And in the first chapter, He said He sealed us with the Holy Ghost, which lets me know how important the Holy Ghost is in my going forward. Hallelujah. I cannot lose in this perfect storm if I'll stay under the sealing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Just keep praying the mysteries. Just keep walking forward. Just keep knowing. Sometimes, now these are small things, I mean, you know, air conditioning devils and those kinds of things. And it may be a fuse with our, I don't know, it may be something that I'm believing it's something small. If not, God will supply whatever it is. But when we talk about attacks, sometimes one of the greatest proofs that you're going in the right direction is what's been levied against you and what is being tried to be enforced against what is truth in your life. And throughout Paul's ministry and throughout Ephesians, one of the things that you see about Ephesians is he continues to reiterate is our position above whatever it is that's coming to say we're less than, and also scrub us out. Absolutely, just say you're not going to. I love the one part that he writes in another epistles. He said, God shortly is going to bruise. That church was under such a, they were under such a demonic demise. He said, God will shortly bruise the Satan. He'll put him under in what you're going through. But we're watching as we get closer and closer to Him coming back and us believing along with other churches and other affiliates that God is bringing something into the earth. We're watching the enemy step it up. We're watching him step it up. And if he's stepping it up, it's a sign to us, look, keep doing what we're doing. Don't stop. Keep praying in tongues. Keep the message of the understanding of every foundation that he's placed in us by the Holy Spirit. Keep doing those things. Do them over and over and over again. Hallelujah. Because if we do, what we're going to find out is even without us realizing how we did it, we're going to stand over in a place of glory and be the inheritors of a great outpouring. Hallelujah. And your kids are going to profit. They're going to grow up, if they're not grown up yet, in that. Because I'll tell you what, I just believe that this thing is getting so close. And having watched the billowing clouds that have preceded the recent storm, as if you want to say it that way, since I'm, for whatever reason, led by the Holy Spirit to say that tonight, is that as things have been stepped up in the demonic realm, it is an absolute sign, a telltale sign for me, if I can say that, that what limited knowledge they have, that their understanding, and we went through over in chapter 3, there's an actual, it's not a bulletin board that we're teaching them per se, like as in, but we are His body, the one Christ who filleth all or fulfilleth all in all. And when He arose, then He gave us His authority. Now what we're supposed to be doing is we are taking what has been scripted, if you want to say that, the Godhead scripted this whole thing. And no matter, the beautiful part about it is, once you get inside the script, no matter how much you mess it up, no matter how many divorces you have, or no matter how many bad problems you have, the moment you go back to getting under the sealing of the Holy Spirit, He can take you right back to the place where you get on a perfect journey into His perfect will. And that's so beautiful. But we are actually teaching or revealing to these principalities and powers what God's intention was from the very beginning when He supposed Christ, when He said, okay, Christ is going to come and He's going to levy the dominion. What man loses, Christ is going to get back. Hallelujah. And so it's through our stand today and in our going forward and our praying the mysteries and not stopping that whatever turn or whatever place that we get to, no matter what He comes with, and like I said, and it bears repeating, when you see all these things, Jesus said concerning the end time, and I think I'll use it here and not out of context, Jesus said, when you see all these things, look up because your redemption draws nigh. Okay? That man of perdition, he's going to be revealed. We're going to see all that. But when I see all these things that have come against the church, us in particular, I see that there's been a forward march for Him to say, there's something about to happen, and I've got to stop it. I was talking to Mary Corbett today, and that's Dave Roberson's private secretary, and I was just mentioning, because I had talked to him earlier about coming back in November, and he was really glad to say yes. He felt like that was the will of the Lord. And he said, mention that, call Mary, and make sure you remind her, because in essence he was telling me he might forget. When I called her later and I was talking to her, she said, that's great. He doesn't have anything in November. We'll schedule him again in November. But she said the only thing that Tim asked any of the ministers that are having him is that you don't schedule anything around it, because, and she wasn't joking, she said, because if revival starts when he's there, we want you to be able to go forward with it unrestricted of anything that you may have planned in that vicinity of time. And I said, I know you're not being coy with those words. I said, I know those are reality. And I said, we feel it. She said, you feel it too. I said, yes, it's coming. It is coming. So that outpouring is in front of us. Hallelujah. And we cannot be stopped, because He cannot be stopped. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. By the way, Dave says hello. Praise be to God. I'm listening. When I consider what I've watched, you know, you don't have to do anything other than say yes. This couple here, and I'm looking at the Criders, if you're listening, all they said was, yes, we'll go down there and we'll become a part of that. And then what happened? They just went back to get some furniture. And the next thing they know, doctors coming out and saying, we don't know how much more time she's got. Is that about it? Well, they said they didn't think she had any more time. They were wrong. She's here. Different things last year. Homer looks pretty alive. They told him they didn't think so. Not forever. Well, nobody lives forever, they say. Yes. Until revival. I could name names. A lot of the different elders. Some of them, you know, when something simple happens, you think, when you live past it, you think, oh, it wasn't that bad. No, it wasn't that bad because grace was in the middle of it. Something held you together. The devil was probably intentional on killing Rex when he fell. So he busted up for a little while. They told Reuben the past year, just a matter of time, basically. Several others. We had a miracle with Ralph standing here Sunday. Well, Dave said that when he was in Brazil the time before, this is only a story to tell you the escalation of the perfect storm. He said when, you know, that was the trip where that baby's feet were backwards and he laid hands on them and he said that he just watched them turn in front. And then the woman, he told that story here. The lady was out late at night at the revival or at the meeting. And Dave had prayed and God performed the miracle and the feet turned around front ways. And then she took the baby home. And of course the husband was not saved and he was irate and he was cussing her and he was going to beat her. And I guess, and just, it was really a crazy situation. And then prior to things escalating to beyond measure, she said, this is what happened. And she showed him the baby with the feet turned around frontwards, and he got born again. Praise God. But he said it was in that meeting, and then he told this story here too, but this is telling you what we all escape. He said that's when that guy come up, and I think Alan was there, but probably what? No, yes, he was trying to. I think he was trying to get to him, but that's when that big guy was going to just take him out. And so he said that he's told me, but he told you guys too, because I can remember. But he said the guy was winding up, and he was going to just like with everything he could. To hit him in the head, I guess. And he said, you know, wherever he was going to punch him, it was just like everything, you know, and then, of course, it's, you know, punch can be real fast. But he was winding up, coming around, and he said when he would get to the point of contact, it would, like, come down to a place of just absolute, like, marshmallow. And that was like three or four just nothings. So the Lord told him later, he said, you know, that was meant, the guy was going to kill you. But, you know, you don't see those things and you don't understand at the moment what the intention of the enemy was. Times the enemies come in to try to scatter us. And we've lived through those things. And we didn't even know how. We just kept our eyes on the Lord saying, God, there's something coming bigger than us. And if we just keep loving you and keep loving people and keep loving and keep doing what you said, then Lord, you're going to take us through this because you are above principalities. You're above everything that fail. Those principalities fail. And they are no longer connected in righteousness. We are connected in righteousness. I was talking to Dave in the field about 4 weeks ago, just, you know, when he called, and then I was walking out among the pines and stuff, and he was telling me that was right after he'd got back from that trip. Not the trip where he was assaulted, but right after he went to Brazil, right after he left us. And he said, "Bronk, I've seen some things," and he only touched a little bit. In fact, he really didn't go into it very much at all. And he said, "I can't say right now because I'm not really allowed to." And then today he was telling me that he has preached it since. And he was able to share about where we are going and what has come to what came to try to stop it as a representative of you can proceed no more without being abated, without being stopped. He said one of the things that happened right after what I'll share with you, as candid but as courteous, like as in description as possible. He walked out in the service, and he said he heard a sound behind him, and it was, of course, a supernatural sound. And he turned and he saw an avalanche. And when he saw that avalanche, he saw something in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, "Your past has caved in behind you. And everything that the enemy has done and should have stopped you on your, in essence, and now I'm adding too, but this is the essence of it, on your trek into revival, the Lord was saying you've gotten past it. And now here's a new era of your life. And of course, we're part and partisan of that. I mean, we're not putting him there. We're just saying, look, we're standing beside you. We're walking beside you, shoulder to shoulder. We're listening to the same Lord. And he's going in, we're going in." And he talked to me for a while about some of those things that the Holy Spirit, by praying in other tongues, had taken him to and had taken us to. And of course, one of the things that I know that I just love to hear is that one of the things that he's saying is, "Bronk, the last one is the love of God. It's the greatest. It cannot fail. It's the message of intimacy. It's the message of going in. It's the message of..." And he talked about how that he saw the different places that he had ministered in his life over the last several years, and how the enemy had tried to stop him at different times. When he began to see doors of opportunity in the Spirit, and how those doors of opportunity, as in advancing, walking into them, were guarded. They were very guarded doors. Now, Jesus wants you in, but the devil wants you to stay out. And if you study, and I haven't studied like months and years, but I've done enough reading. If you read different journals or books, you'll understand. And then what I've heard others say, and then what I've heard some of what David said. If you study some of the different modern, as in modern, not like in our modern era, but since modern America, like 18, 1900s, I'm not talking about back in Christ's day, men that have come to places at the forefront where they begin to see what we're asking God for, and then what came to them. If you go way back, a lot of these people that went way out were once called. If you study Muhammad's pilgrimages, it was after the angel Gabriel appeared to him and began to introduce the truth apart from. I had lunch a couple of weeks ago with a lady. I think she'll come here and testify. Candy and I both down in Naples, and she's born in Turkey, and she married a man, a U.S. Soldier that they moved to Germany. Now the lady's, she's probably our age, and she was Muslim, of course, and then came here to the U.S. And 8 years ago, down in Naples, she found the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior and has been filled with the Spirit. And her testimony was so humbling and so beautiful and it was so powerful. And it was like, you know, I was like interested, like, what got you there? And it was one thing, it was the love of God. And it was the experience too. She got into some places in churches where the love was so strong and the presence was so strong. For a couple of years before she was even born again, she'd go to these places and she'd just fall down under the power. And it was so strong. It's like somebody coming in here, they fall down, they don't know, you know. And she was like, and for a long time she would take the Quran and the Bible and she'd say, God, show me. And she'd start out in the Quran and it was like she couldn't. Something, this, and then she would turn to the Bible and read it. I asked her a question. I had to ask her later after she talked for a good while and we became friends because she had made this appointment and she wanted to talk to us. I said, well, let me ask you, what about the sentiment of, you know, the Arabs, and what about the Quran, and what about us in relationship to Christianity? And she said, I'll tell you this. She said, because she's read, she goes, there are places, she said, the most of the Arabics are fine with Christians. But she said, the ones that are staunchly indoctrinated in the Quran. Now, what caused a man to come to a place like that, where he would believe that God himself was writing? An angel appeared to him. An angel. Dowie, Alexander Dowie, he had a tremendous healing ministry in Chicago. Tremendous. Until the angels appeared to him. Until God's voice began to speak to him. And he began to, you know, that what they'll do is they'll come to you, and this is what he began to suppose. They begin to say stuff to him like, you know, wasn't there only one Noah? Wasn't there only one this and that? And you're being used so mightily by God. The Bible says there's going to be an Elijah to come. And then at the end, he began to believe like Branham, who was so mightily used by the Holy Spirit. But before the end of his life, the writings, I mean, it's not, this is not hearsay, because I'm not giving you hearsay. I mean, when these things begin to appear and talk to him, and he began to believe that he was hearing from God, then he began to get so antagonistic towards women. Ladies, I'm sorry, but at one point he was teaching that women don't even have a spirit. And he taught that Cain was the conception between Lucifer and Eve. A lot of strange things. And yet, prior to that, the Holy Spirit was using him very powerfully. The enemy has stopped movement after movement after movement through the ages that got close to revival. But guess what? It's not just us. If we were like the only star, then we're going down a Branham road. But there's a body of Christ in the earth that are hearing the voice of the bridegroom, and he is keeping us. And as long as we keep praying and stay humble and keep ministering before the Lord, this one who is at the right hand of the Father, he's going to keep us all the way to the end. Hallelujah. Thank God for praying in tongues. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Listen, we don't make high of these things and spend much time on them. But if you think those things aren't practiced in our city, you're putting your head under. And if you don't think that they haven't located us years ago and sent assignments. I had a guy one time I mentioned, because Homer was talking to me about some of the things that appear to those kids out there in the village, and it just has scared them senseless. And he's had to go and cast out fear out of some of them sometimes, things that appear. And I mentioned witchcraft in a service, and there was a visitor here. Well, he sent me a letter just giving me the right act to even say. Because he said, I've been in Immokalee all my life. You're telling me that there's a possibility of witchcraft in Immokalee? I cannot believe. He goes, it may exist, but I don't know anybody that... And I'm like, oh, brother. If you want to know where the devil's at, look down at pen and paper. Because they're out there. There's a perfect storm. It's already come to try to beat us out of everything that we know at times and cause a lot of sickness and try to kill people. And it has not stopped us. It will not stop us. It won't take our peace. It won't get us into fear. We will not only survive, but we will thrive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. See, one of the things that Candy and I know, you know, the devil will throw tirades, fits, when you get close to something. When you get close to doing what he's called you to do. Melody, you've went over and been a missionary for two... How long were you over there? 3 years. I bet if we had the conversation over again or whatever, just prior to you going, there probably was all kinds of stuff. You get ready to do the will of God, and especially when something this big is being birthed in the earth. And we're not the only star. But guess what? The tirade and all of the mucky muck of those kinds of devils screaming when they cannot carry out what they're screaming. But we have to stay in the Spirit. Because we look back at things, some things were meant to kill you. Just like Dave said, that guy was meant to... Whatever happened to Rex, that... If he'd have been somewhere way out there where he shouldn't have, what? I don't know. Went to heaven, yes. Listen, we've been seated far above principality. Far above. They cannot stop us. And any tirade that we've seen in the last couple of years is a march to say, those people are going someplace. We must stop them. But guess what? Seated at the right hand of the Father is one that has promised us peace and joy and the passion of Christ. And it doesn't matter if gasoline goes to $10 a gallon or what happens, He will supply and meet all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Your homes will be safe. Your homes will be filled with peace and power. No witchcraft can touch it. No devil can come in there and have his way. You can stand up and believe that your corridors are filled. Don't believe in the junky junk that your house has to be. Because, listen, if it comes, cast it out. Cast it out. What if one comes into my... Cast it out. But if they appear or don't appear, do like Smith Wigglesworth. Turn over in bed and say it was just you. I thought it was something or somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not scared of things that go bump in the night. Angels are around us. But whether he comes to try to threaten to kill you or to take part of your property or to take anything from you, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. And all this tells me is this. We are going someplace that we must be stopped from having. Hallelujah. But we will not be stopped. Hallelujah. Go, Sister Barbara. Keep praying in tongues. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And all of you with her. And all of you men. And all of you ladies. Hallelujah. We love every one of you. We appreciate your fight. We appreciate the fight inside of you. And that you're not scared easy. Hallelujah. If you're scared easy, you probably wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Was that edifying? Okay. Hallelujah. Where were we at? Ephesians 4. We're not going to go there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If you need anything tonight, if you need prayer for your bodies or whatever, please come forward as we close. I'm going to pray. We're going to pray God's blessing over our finances tonight. Hallelujah. Would you just listen to the Lord? Father, we love you. We thank you for your great grace that is on this house. And not just us, but upon the families, upon every mommy, on every daddy, on every single woman, every single man. Father, we pray that you'll take us forward. Take us forward. Lord, it is not our design to speak face to face with the enemy of our own accord. But Lord, we keep our eyes on you. And as you speak to us and as we speak, then we speak in the boldness of God. And we speak with the strength of everything that the Holy Spirit has placed in us in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we go about in boldness. And we speak these things in life and in love. Father, we thank you that you can even take the testimony against the enemy and use it to edification of our spirits to say, yes, we are going in the right direction. The Philistines have come. The Canaanites, the worshipers of this world, the things that have been sent. And I thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in the Spirit, you will condemn. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. We praise you, Father, that anything that has ever been spoken in the realms of witchcraft against this house, against the body of this house, against the precious members of this house, we thank you, Father, that it comes to nothing. The powerful blood that Jesus Christ shed for the remission of our sins also stands over our life in a covering, for they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And I thank you, Father, that this is our testimony, Christ in us, the hope of glory. I commit them unto you, and I thank you this night for this offering, your blessings over it. And Lord, we speak life and blessing over your people in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. Thank you for listening where it's not late. It's kind of a in-depth kind of exhortation. It was edifying. Hallelujah.